Hey there, Redhawks. I'm Divya Murali, and this is the 33rd episode of the United Colors of Liberty, which is also the final episode of the school year.
All right. I feel so honored.
And today I'm with my favorite AP Biology teacher, Mr. Ham.
Your favorite AP Bio teacher. There's only two.
Mr. Ham, why don't you introduce yourself?
So my name is Mr. Ham. I teach AP Bio here at Liberty High School. Right. I'm also the DECA advisor. Yeah.
You're pretty well known as a teacher.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. And you're pretty popular among students as well.
Okay.
But you're also known for being mysterious about your background.
I don't know where that comes from.
Now, how long have you lived in Frisco?
In Frisco, I lived here for about 2.5 years now.
Okay, and you were born in Korea, right?
Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Korea, yep.
How long have you lived there before you moved to the U.S.?
I moved here when I was at about the end of my third grade.
Have you visited Korea ever since?
I did just once. It's very expensive to go there. Just even getting a ticket to go to Korea is expensive. Hopefully I can go back more.
Oh, wait, how long ago was that?
When I went to Korea, about 4 years ago.
So how do you keep in touch with Korean culture, if you do at all, in the U.S.?
Well, I don't know like the real Korean culture there because I don't go there very often. But I have a lot of friends here in Dallas that are Korean. And then, you know, we have the media. I'm not much of a K-pop person, but I get to hear. I know people that watch, you know, Korean shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get some of that influence on me just because of the people that I'm surrounded by.
Yeah, especially students at Liberty. There's a vast group of students. Mm-hmm. K-pop is actually a popular thing.
Yeah.
What about it do you think makes it so popular?
Like, well, okay, if you see the music video, it's crazy. It is very scientifically produced. Like, these celebrities, it's not like America where you just, like, can go on a show and, like, become famous. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of, like, preparation to become famous. It's like a formula that they follow. Mm-hmm. So they're very, like, perfect in the sense that they're designed to be, like, performers, which sounds really bad on paper.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, designed by science for us to like it, in a sense.
Moving on, this is your second year teaching at Liberty, right?
Right.
Have you always wanted to be a teacher? Is it going to be a long-term thing for you?
I discovered that I liked teaching when I was a freshman / sophomore in college. I needed a job, and I got asked to be a TA for physics at A&M. I went to A&M. So I TA'd that for my first semester because I needed some money. And then I really liked it, and I did it again the next semester. And then again, because I really thought that teaching wasn't really my thing until I did it. And not only did I like it, but humbly speaking, I was pretty good at it. Really just helped me discover my love for teaching, and I hope that I can just continue doing it.
You think it's going to be more of a long-term thing for you?
I might try different things on different ways to teach. I might try different classes or different just ways of administering teaching in a way, because I like to research as well. My biggest goal is to make a bigger impact if I can. It will be nice if I can do some research on how to like teach properly, or like the best way to teach. I can teach teachers to how to teach. You know?
Since you've discovered teaching as a college student, what did you want to be before?
Before, I was really interested in medicine. I did want to become a doctor, but I really wanted to do more of the research side of medicine. So like in high school, I was in, you know, the health science program, kind of like at Liberty here, where I got to shadow doctors.
Like
I got
clinicals?
I got my pharmacy tech, I got my CNA, phlebotomy, things like that. I did all that. So I was a full-on medical person, and I still majored in biology. But I kind of realized that like teaching was more fun for me. It was more rewarding for me. So I kind of took a little turn.
I'm glad you took that turn. A stereotype of Asians is having strict parents. Growing up, did you go through strict parenting?
Surprisingly,
as well?
I did not. It's maybe because like in the middle of their parenting, they kind of went through a big change. Because I came to America without knowing even what the alphabet was. Like, I didn't go through, you know, like learning English before I came here. My parents kind of had to struggle just the fact that they have to learn English and I have to learn English. So like that part maybe made it a little different. When I first came to America, I was at like the lowest level of all my classes. I just took regular everything, even though I was capable of doing higher level courses.
Just because my
parents, I didn't know about it. My parents didn't know about it.
Do you have any siblings?
I have one older brother.
Did your brother help you get
Were not all that close and all throughout our grade school. We're closer now. At school, we didn't really see each other. He's 2 years older than me. We really didn't have that much time where we were at the same school. We didn't really get that close. So we didn't get to like help each other in that sense.
I don't know if you'd answer this question, but I was going to say, since we're talking about parenting, do you have children? And if you do you think you'd like be a strict parent on them?
If I were to have children, I would feel like I would be very lenient on them. I think it's important that if you're a parent, mm-hmm. you should be able to allow them to discover things, like how I never thought I enjoyed teaching until I actually did it. I think having that freedom is really important for them to just grow. And I think there's a lot of value in failing. So okay. it's not like I'll let the kid
like
fail,
learning from
but it's important that they go through that process.
Was Liberty your first teaching job, or did you teach before other than being a TA?
Yeah, I student taught at Centennial, but Liberty was my first official like a public school in terms of teaching.
So how has Liberty made an impact on you?
Liberty, oh,
or
it's
Liberty
changing.
Students?
It's changing me. You know, I mean, if you think about it, I'm with high school kids 5 days a week. Like on the weekends, I see my friends. Even
yeah.
then, I don't see my friends every weekend too. So I'm constantly surrounded by high school kids, which can be good and bad. So you learn different things. I feel like I'm very cultured in a sense because I know exactly what the high school kids are like. So I feel way more cultured and makes me see things in a different perspective. But just seeing all of them, you know, having my 180 students that I get to see and just see them grow and things like that, that also changes me and it sheds more light on like the meaning of life, things
meaning
like that.
Of life. So speaking of Liberty students, mm-hmm. Ham Jr.
Yeah.
has become a popular, I guess, yeah. like mascot. Can you explain who he is and how you got him?
So Ham Jr., interesting story about Ham Jr. So what happens is every year in DECA, we have like a little charity, like a project thing that we do. Mm-hmm. And the project this year was to get Builder Bears to donate to the fire department for them to give it out to children. Mm-hmm. So we bought like 7 or 8 of them, we bought a lot, and then we were gonna go donate them, and we did, but we forgot one. So one was left behind. So we yeah. could have gone back and given it to them, but we decided to just keep it because it wasn't worth the trouble to do all that. We didn't really know what to do with it, so let's just keep it in my room. And then it somehow got a name. I did not give it the name Ham Jr. Someone did. I don't remember
you
who.
Didn't
Someone
oh, wow.
came up with the name, yeah, and mm-hmm. then it just kind of sat in my classroom. It got kidnapped a few times, and then he, you know, found social media and
yeah.
things like that. So that's how I became kind of famous in that sense, because it just kind of happened organically, which is actually really awesome.
Speaking of the social media account, mm-hmm. what was your reaction to the student-made account?
I actually loved it. I thought it was pretty funny. The pun was pretty good.
Thank you.
There's a lot of puns.
Thank you.
So I was pretty impressed. I enjoyed it. I followed it. And some people unfollowed it for some reason. I think more people should follow it.
Yeah. At Ham Jr. Bear on Twitter.
All right.
Since the school year is coming to an end, do you uh-huh. have any advice for your ongoing seniors or just students in general?
The biggest question I get all the time is, what should I do with my life? You know, it's like, what major should I do? What career should I go into? Mm-hmm. My biggest advice to you is, don't ever let other people influence your career beliefs or what you enjoy. And as a matter of fact, most students probably don't even know what they enjoy doing because you've only done so little things. There's tons of career options out there. So I highly encourage everyone to always try new things, because we somehow have this notion that like the skies are gonna part and then like you'll just get shot by lightning and then you'll know exactly what you want to do with your life. Mm-hmm. It never happens. Things just don't come up to you just by sitting and just thinking. Things come up to you by doing things.
Experience.
By experiencing different things. And it may not be like, I love art, so I'll do art, and then you might discover that you like doing this for some reason. Like you can go off on tangents on stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't plan on becoming a teacher until I needed a job. You know, I needed yeah. money to pay for things. So and that job was there. As a matter of fact, I was pretty scared to teach because, you know, you're like speaking in front of people mm-hmm. that are like about the same age as you. You know, maybe I would have hated it, which is fine. I really highly encourage everyone to always try different things and don't just like sit and try to think about what you want to do. Just do things and you never know what you might end up doing.
Awesome. Thank you for being featured on my podcast, the last one.
All right. Thank you.